Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm continuing. By the way, it's just going to be you and me this half hour, for the rest of this half hour. And I'm continuing my series, which I've been doing now for several years. I do this at the beginning of the year, every year. I think it's been about 7 years now I've been doing this, at least 7 years, where I talk about management fundamentals, about business fundamentals, I should say. And these are fundamentals. These are things that don't change from the 20th century to the 21st century. These are things that were valid 20 years ago. They're as valid, if not more valid, today. You know, fundamentals are fundamental. They're classic. They're essential. They're the essence of things. And in my opinion, if you're a small business owner and you don't understand the fundamentals of doing business, well, you're driving down a road at 60 miles an hour in a fog when you can't see very far in front of you. I mean, you don't have the tools that you need to do the job, to be successful. I mean, I see people failing all the time in small business, and the reason is because they haven't taken the time to find and understand the fundamentals of operating a business. And we see this manifested, as you've heard me say in the past few weeks, if you've been listening, we see this manifested in the statistics that the people who study small businesses are producing. Our friend Chad Moutray over at the Office of Advocacy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, great, great chief economist there, does some great, very important work on studying how small businesses are doing, the health of the small business landscape. And what he said recently, and I'm going to repeat this because I think it bears repeating, what he reported to me within the last year is that the new results, the new numbers in, the newest numbers on survivability of small business is not good. When I started doing this show over 9 years ago, the failure rate for small business was 50% failure in 5 years. One out of two businesses that start today will be out of business in 5 years. Now, those were the numbers 8-9 years ago. The new numbers, which probably were through 05, I'm going to say, is not that good. It's worse. And as if one out of two isn't bad enough, I thought those numbers were shocking. But now the number is 50% in 4 years. A 20% increase in business failures in the last, let's say, 8 or 9 years. That's shocking, ladies and gentlemen. That's just, it takes my breath away. It makes me want to cry because I know people who this has happened to. I know the havoc that it has been wreaked on them and their families and their estates. And most of the reason they failed, Because they didn't think about the fundamentals. They didn't talk about and study the fundamentals and learn them. And if they'd learned a little bit more about the fundamentals before they went into business, maybe they wouldn't have gone into business. Now, you might be saying, well, wait a minute, Blasingame. I thought you're the guy who's supposed to encourage us to go into business. No, that's not my job. My job is to help you be successful as much as I can in business. But ladies and gentlemen, everybody shouldn't be a business owner. This is not for everybody. You know, being a small business owner is tough. It's hard. It's in America, and we have this challenge with this kind of an ironic problem in America. It's easy to start a small business. Now, it's not easy in some countries, but in America, it's easy to start a small business, but it's not easy to operate one successfully. You've heard me say that before. And so please focus on the fundamentals. I've been talking about those for the last several weeks, the financial fundamentals, the human resources fundamentals. Today I'm talking about the part two of what I call the management fundamentals. And the first one of those, the first management fundamentals for this series is about leadership. Regardless of everything else, regardless of anything else going on, the two predominant traits of a successful manager are leadership and the ability to develop leadership. The ability to develop leaders. Think about that. The thing that you see so much over and over, whenever you meet someone, in the 21st century especially, if you meet a successful manager, a successful business owner, I'll bet you that if you ask enough questions, if you observe enough, if you hang around that person enough, you will find that they have very well-developed, positive, productive, professional leadership skills. And that when I, now, yes, I meant to say skills. Because leadership is, can be a skill. Some of us are born with a little bit more of an ability to be a leader than others. I admit that. I think that's correct. I do think that it's possible to be born with a little bit more of a propensity, a little bit more tendency to be a leader than others. But I'm going to say this now, and I'll say it again in a few minutes. Nothing that those people who are born to be leaders, nothing that they have, is anything that you and I can't gain, that you and I can't learn. So yes, leadership is an attitude, but it's also a set of skills that go with leadership. And those skills can be learned. Those skills can be honed. But it's not just about the skills. It's also about the second thing that I mentioned, and that is, good successful managers are the ones who are capable of creating other leaders. They're capable of developing other people and making them leaders, sharing what they've learned, sharing the skills, sharing the tricks. I shouldn't say tricks because they're not really tricks, but the insights, the knowledge that they've learned about being a leader, things that they've tried and that have worked, things that they've tried that didn't work. Sharing those with other people, helping them to be leaders. That's another key being a good manager. I want to talk about five things we know about managers, about leaders, I should say, right after these messages. 20 after, from Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, talking about management fundamentals. What I reminded you about in the previous segment was that two things we know about managers, about successful managers, is that they're leaders, they're true leaders, and that they help people become leaders. And I want to talk to you about five things that we know about successful leaders. Number one, leaders are consistent, and they do what they say. Now, this is so important, folks. This is at the heart of this principle, at the heart of this thing that we know about successful leaders, that they're consistent and do what they say. At the heart of that, the essence of that, is trust. Now, if you have trust, if your employees trust you, you can make mistakes, and they get over it. If your employees trust you, you can be redeemed. You know, you've heard me talk about redemption on this show before, and that's one of the most important things that a manager can do with an employee is to redeem them, to try to make it work with the employees. And if they wander off course, not to fire them immediately or whatever, but to try to redeem them. Well, guess what, folks? sometimes managers have to be redeemed too. We're not perfect. Well, I thought I was once, but I was told that I'm not. We're not perfect. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We mess up. But if there's trust there, you can be, you will be redeemed. And in your career as a manager, there will be times when you will ask for redemption. You'll ask your employees, whether you do it literally or just by continuing to show up, and they continue to show up, the redemption process will be in effect. And you'll have to do that, but you won't be redeemed. Redemption won't happen. You won't be trusted again if you've broken that trust. Or if you are trusted again, it'll take a long time to build it back. So think about that. When you do the things that you do, remember that you're being looked at, you're being scrutinized. And you're the people who are following you expect you to be consistent and to do what you say. Here's another thing we know about successful leaders. Leaders don't react to change, they manage it. Change is all around us. It's been going on since time immemorial, and it's never going to change. It's not going to be any different. We're always going to have change. What's happening right now is the change is happening at a much higher velocity, a lot quicker, a lot more rapidly than it has in the past. Things are changing quicker today than they were 10, 20, 30 years ago. And there's no question about that. And so if you're going to be a successful manager, if you react to change, that means you're not looking very far down the road. It means that you are, things are coming at you so fast because you're not prepared that you're reacting to them. And what that does is that throws your, that's like weaving, like a drunk weaving down the road, bobbing back and forth and running off the ditch on one side, running off the ditch in the ditch on the other side of the road. That's what it looks like. That's what it feels like to your employees when you react to change. But when you manage change, it's when things are consistent. Yeah, things are coming at you. Things are coming at you pretty fast. You got some things you got to deal with. But because you've taken the time to look down the road just a little bit, at least, and you've decided not to be a crisis manager, then when you do that, then you're right the ship, and your employees, they see the things coming at you. They see, whoa, this is tough. What's he going to do about that? How's she going to handle this? And then they see you handling it. You're managing change. You're not reacting to it. When they see that, then that makes them feel, that they work for a leader, that they work with a leader. And that's huge when you can make that happen, ladies and gentlemen. And all you got to do to manage change is just to open your eyes and look a little bit farther down the road. Try to get out of the trenches as often as you can and look ahead of you as much as you can. That'll help you manage change. Leaders develop other leaders and mentor them. Remember, folks, you've learned something about leadership. Quantify that. Identify that. Write those things down. Recognize the things that you've learned. And when the teaching moment happens, when there's a teaching moment that pops up, sometimes you can schedule it. Sometimes it just pops up. Things happen in the business. Your employees are talking to you. And you go over it with them and you say, this is what I've learned. Or I learned this from a mentor. Those are teaching moments, ladies and gentlemen. Those are mentoring moments. Successful leaders do that. They take that time. They spend the time necessary to develop other people in their organization into leaders and mentor them. And you don't have to say, I'm going to be your mentor. Just do it. Mentoring doesn't have to be announced. It can just be done. And I want you to start doing that. Leaders can find people who will follow them. Somebody once said to me, one of my mentors once said to me, a lot of people want to be leaders, but not everyone can find someone who will follow them. Well, if you do the things that I just got through saying, then you will find people who will follow you. And the last thing that we know about successful leaders, they're courageous. One of the most important elements of the marketplace and one of the most important characteristics of any leader is they have to have courage. Quick break, right back after these messages with our new friend Marlo Lewis, and I will be talking about global warming right after these messages, 29 after, on Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
In Prosperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.